This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden on the job here. Things are moving along nicely. We have lots of good things, interesting, important things to talk about. The video of the day today features a group of friends who visited South Africa for the Cape Town cycling tour. Before the race, the friends went out to one of the roads nearby town for a ride, just for fun. Ride turned a bit scary when they were chased by a giant ostrich who was after them running 30 miles an hour.
Is that how fast they run?
Yeah, they're very long legs. Look at that. I'm telling you, look at it, Regine. Ostrich did not catch up with them. Nobody was hurt. The whole thing was captured on somebody's helmet cam. And this has had 2 million views. It's just funny.
Funny. That thing is fast.
Animals are so funny. It really is. They're pretty amazing. And speaking of animals, there's a story from Canada today about a fella who smuggled 38 small turtles in his pants through customs.
Are you happy to see
snapping turtles? I hope not.
Ooh.
He was given a fine and banned from owning any kind of reptile for 10 years. So, Roberta, you'd be in big trouble. He was given probation.
I've never had turtle in my pants. I can assure you of that.
His name is Dong Yan Young. Lives in Windsor, Ontario. He tried to come across to Detroit.
What's his name?
Dan Dong Young.
Oh, right. Middle name?
Young.
He was still going to eat those turtles.
Right. Anyway, he has been trying to bring
pants
reptiles.
This one's for dinner.
I'm going to get this finished or not. I may not be able to finish this, Richie. He was convicted after he was caught during an inspection when he tried to enter through the Niagara border crossing. His probation is for 2 years. His fine was $2,600. Sentenced to 50 hours of community service. Has to notify the Environmental Department when he travels internationally. He was ordered to write ordered to write a letter about his experience for publication in government travel documents.
Right.
Warning people not to bring
How
turtles.
How would you like to have to write that in your passport? Convicted of pants turtle.
Turtle felon. Turtle smuggler.
Turtle in your pocket or you're having
so embarrassing.
I knew that was going to come from somebody.
Good. I mean, what's with the pant turtle?
All right. We were talking about J.K. Rowling and the new book, the new Harry Potter book, which some people say has besmirched her tradition and the whole world of wizarding. That's followed up by the new Harry Potter ride. I don't know how many of you have experienced this yet. The Hollywood, this is in Universal Orlando.
So I've been there. It's incredible.
Really? According to a lawsuit that's been filed against Universal, the Harry Potter ride makes people sick. Some of the park employees who have taken the ride for a test spin say they can't keep their food down.
They can't stop throwing up.
On the ride.
A lot of it is virtual reality.
So you've been on this then, Roberta, right?
Well, I haven't been on the new one. I've been on the original one, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter
ride.
There's one in Orlando, and then there's one in L.A. now.
Yeah, all right,
I've been to the one in Orlando, the whole park, you know, in Orlando. That one actually takes place in front of Hogwarts, and I went on it two times in a row. I was feeling a bit queasy, I'll admit it. So road.
Really?
It's an actual roller coaster ride, but it's combined with virtual reality as well. So you put those two together. Yeah, it's a Barf-O-Matic.
Part of what I've heard. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Hold on.
No, I mean, when
it's
we
a Barf-O-Matic.
Starts creating brain damage.
Well, see, that's the same kind of thing. You get going to those high speeds. What's the 75, 80 miles an hour? How fast do those things go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I have only
they
gone
have
on a
Dueling Dragons, too. Yeah, that's a roller coaster, and it's fast. It's fast, and I love roller coasters.
I heard about this one at Universal, because it's not officially opened yet, but they're testing it. Employees, certain people in the park can go on it. And I think part of the issue comes from that you actually get on, like, the stick, and you fly around, and it's a flying motion that tends to make people throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they can actually get this. This is how connected our eyes are to our stomach and our nausea. They say that they can actually, with the tweak of the film that goes on around you, they'll be able to stop the vomiting.
Huh?
Well, yeah, because it's like I said, it's a combination of the physical and the virtual reality.
Are you ready for this?
It does it to you.
I'm looking at a list of the fastest steel roller coasters in the world. Take a guess at what the fastest roller coaster does, Doug.
Over 100 miles an hour.
149 miles an hour.
In the
United Air.
Where is that?
And then in the United States, Six Flags has one called King the Ka.
Yeah,
this is 128. 120 at Cedar Point.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. I love doing those with my eyes open. I mean, real roller coasters, not virtual reality.
The slowest one on this list does 90 miles an hour.
I'd heard 80 to 90 before. How do you do
that? Fastest wooden roller coaster, 73.
And I always think when you look at those, the way they shake around, you wonder how they stay. The ones that have fallen apart have been wooden ones. But can you imagine? How do you even survive if those things collapse?
Ever since Fabio took a bird to the face, I have not wanted to do that.
A bird to the face. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Oh, yeah.
My son and I did some wild ones in Elitch's garden last year in Denver.
Colorado, yeah.
And they were great, but man, I'll tell you, I don't have the stomach I used to.
No, it's a good thing. To your credit, Richie. 13 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Over 23 million Neo 40 tablets used a day. 23 million people are using Neo 40. It's a daily practice for thousands of physicians as well. What does one tab of Neo 40 do for you? Support your body by increasing your circulation, keeping your blood pressure down, opens up your arteries much healthier, lots of energy and stamina. What happens with Neo 40, which is the same as Super Beats, only is encapsulated, you put it in your mouth, on your tongue, it dissolves, instantly absorbed into your system, so you don't need a cup of coffee, you don't need anything that's that there's not a natural stimulant. You don't need the monster drinks, none of that stuff. Neo 40, great way to start the day. It's the number one selling product at Neogenesis. Super Beats is the number two best-selling product. And I think, if it were me, I'd put them the other way around, but I'm not running the company. And I understand with 23 million of these things being used a day, that's a heck of a wallop. But Super Beats, which is the signature product, Neo 40 is the most popular because easiest to use and has the most direct impact because right away it assimilates into your body. Bingo. Take a teaspoon of Super Beats, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, use it during the day if you're working out, whatever. It takes a little longer. Richie, you said it about 20 minutes, I think it takes for you to feel the stamina, the energy, the awareness. That's what I feel like. I was just mixing. That's what made me think about this. Mixing up my regular daily power drink, which I put all kinds of things into, fruits, and sometimes a little milk, and sometimes a little ice cream, all that kind of stuff, and grind it all up. Yeah, it's good. Tastes good, especially with the black cherry flavor of Super Beats. Nitric oxide, the main ingredients for both Neo 40 and Super Beats. Nitric oxide opens up the arteries and maintains healthy blood pressure levels, brings them down if they're up. So it's good for your heart, your circulation, your blood pressure. It's an amazing all-day energy and stamina effect. It just has nothing but good, and it's all natural. Regular beets, three of them, ground up, specially grown non-GMO beets, powdered, You take a teaspoon of that, put it in the water, drink it, and you'll have energy for the rest of the day. Okay, so here's the deal. You can buy Super Beets at 800-655-4130. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. When you order a three-month supply, you'll get a fourth month free. You get the book about Super Beets for free. Oops, wait a minute. I said that's not legal here. And free shipping along with your money-back guarantee. Super Beets. Do not wait another day to get this. If you haven't tried this product, get on board because so many people are using it and they are raving about it. 800-655-4183 or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, the call for Super Beets, 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
All right, so the story of Colonel Sanders moves on. David Allen Greer has signed on as the first black Colonel Sanders, cast as the Colonel Sanders in the new KFC ad campaign. There have been a lot of actors who have played Colonel Sanders in their effort to rebrand themselves. And man, having a black guy play Colonel Sanders, I think, is a major step. I guess depends on your point of view of bringing in a different thing. Isn't it funny how we think about it? I guess I'm going back to my youth when my grandmother used to make the best fried chicken. Man, I never eat that stuff now, but it just tasted so good. And you think about that, and you think about the original Harlan Sanders, who was actually in the early ads, and they had somebody playing him as an actor, and what's his face, Daryl Hammond, played him on Saturday Night Live. I don't know David Allen Greer. Do you know how is he well known?
SNL, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't on SNL. He was on the Fox show with Jennifer Lopez, was a fly girl.
Oh, In Living Color. That's right. I knew it was a sketch comedy.
Yeah. Really? So is this surprising?
Yeah, he's very funny.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's
really
good.
Great guy.
Sort of, yeah, he's
in
a fun way. Movies. Yeah.
Oh, we'll totally be fun.
Okay. All right.
Chicken for me.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Great line. 21 after the hour. Spaceballs on Good Day.
We'll be right back. so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Single, first one since the split. Sounds of the track is called Came Here to Forget. The lyrics really seem to be about coping and moving on from his wife and getting into his new girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. Of course, that's speculation. He hasn't officially confirmed that this is what the details are of his new song, but it certainly seems to make sense, Jen, when you listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just listening to the lyrics you kind of get. And Blake's talked about this being his most personal album. So typically he does a good mix of love songs and party songs. This one definitely more probably a glimpse into what he was going through.
And how come he has more of a drawl when he sings? When he talks, he doesn't have as much of a drawl.
Oh, he's pretty like southern.
Really,
but the
really pronounced when he sings.
Misery loves company. That's why it's you and me buying each other drinks back at the bar, doing our best to make the best of the worst of it. That sounds pretty personal. That's not all. If you listen to verse number two, it appears to be a lot of Blake and Gwen references, considering they both have gone through recent divorces. Looks like it's just you and me falling in love just enough to get us through while we're getting through. So, what's your read on this, Jennifer?
Well, I think that's what it's about. I think, you know, this is, he and Gwen started dating. They both went through the divorce at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
If it acts like a duck.
Did you see verse 6, Doug?
I didn't get that far, Richie.
If I see your divorce lawyer in a bar, I'm going to kick his beep.
Oh, really?
Ah!
That's very sweet. Nice. That wasn't really important.
That'll be the next track, too.
Yeah. All right, let's turn our attention to a video of the day from a YouTuber named Chris. He writes, we told our four-year-old that we had a surprise room and said we were taking a trip to the broccoli farm.
Ew.
So we could hide that we were going to the circus. And they didn't get the reaction they thought. Here's some of the audio. You got to see the video at DougStephan.com, but the audio is kind of fun. You can figure out what's going on by listening to it.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi. Well, listen. We're not at a broccoli farm.
Where are we?
We're at the circus.
Oh, I wanted to go to the broccoli.
Wait, man. There's elephants.
Oh, it's the circus. No, I wanted to go to the broccoli farm.
We just told you that so it could be a surprise.
Yeah, but
I thought you wanted to see elephants.
No, I didn't.
You don't want to see elephants?
Broccoli.
Yeah.
You know who's coming?
My
mom and Jesse.
Yeah, but I was
thinking
broccoli farm.
We can buy you broccoli at the store.
No, I want to go to the broccoli farm. I want to go to broccoli farm.
We'll find out where a broccoli farm is. We'll go there next time, okay?
I don't want to.
You try to game your kid, they outgame you.
So that's capturing the spirit of the moment, if you know what we mean. Kind of a cute thing. A lot of great videos of the day. You check them out every day and make the poll at DougStephan.com.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36
years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's a good day to get gone. 33 minutes after the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. In a moment, we're going to go drinking with Roberta. But first, as we have Roberta's attention, and she's our fabulous New Yorker, the Gore and Gore Detective Agency opening up in New York City.
Gore and Gore.
Gore and Gore. According to DNA Info, Jack Gore, who's 10, and Phoebe Gore, who's 7, have established their own private eye business. And over the past couple of weeks, they've cracked 3 neighborhood crimes using nothing more than their wits, a whiteboard, a notepad, flyers, and a customized detective badge given to them by their grandfather, who is a retired police lieutenant in New York. They charge $6 per case.
Oh, my goodness.
They will waive fees for mysteries they pick up themselves. So far, they found a lost dog, a missing earring, an envelope full of cash, and let's see, what else have they done? Looking at some of the things they, but they got the idea.
The beginning of a TV program, well, right? A TV series.
Yeah, it does. They read Nancy Drew,
right?
And the Jigsaw Jones books. Their parents have watched Law and Order for years. Apparently, they picked up some of their attitude for doing this from the watching of these TV shows. Jack and Phoebe have learned how to dust for fingerprints. They know how to question people, and they know how to get directly to the point, says their father. The Gores know that they're still too young to solve any big league cases, but they're hoping to get calls for missing dogs again, something like that. This Nancy Drew Hardy Boys, yeah? Huh?
Hey, you know, you lose an earring, that's a big deal. You want that earring sound.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't lose them both at the same time, and then you just have the one taunting you, reminding you you've lost the other one.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
That's cute.
You're tired to find cheating husbands.
Just taunts you. It's good stare going.
Wouldn't it be something awful if they found their mother cheating on their father or vice versa?
Beat a kid's bother me.
So that's one of the stories at DougStephan.com. All right, so Roberta has been doing her usual research into things she's interested in, like drinking.
Booze. Yes.
Right. So she has found the most popular alcoholic drinks in our country, state by state. And so now it's her job to reveal the surprises to us. I'm sort of surprised, actually, looking at this. What surprised you about it most?
Well, actually, the most popular drink for the most part across the United States, 42 states opted for some sort of whiskey drink, like Jack Daniels, Fireball, Cinnamon Whiskey, Crown Royal, Jameson, Jim Beam, George Dickel, and Evan Williams. And Jack Daniels and Fireball actually tied as the most popular brand of whiskey with 15 states each for Jack Daniels and Fireball, believe it or not.
Fireball.
Most of these states are in the South and in the Midwest. What I found quite amusing was that the most popular drink in New York is Hennessy.
Yeah.
It was the only state other than Massachusetts also had Hennessy.
What's Fireball?
But I was surprised that Louisiana
cinnamon
had Crown Royal.
Yeah. Fireball
is a
whiskey?
Cinnamon whiskey.
Cinnamon.
It is.
Right.
It's so good.
It's a whiskey, but it has a very strong cinnamon flavor to it, almost cloying if you drink
just
it straight.
You would fall over.
What's George Dickel? What's George Dickel?
I can't tell you.
That's the type of bourbon.
It is Ken's old
bourbon whiskey.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, we had Virginia had Grey Goose Vodka, one of the few states that
that's
had vodka.
My
Patron. Oh, tequila. Really good tequila. Oh, yeah. Tequila.
Is it Patron or Patron? Can
Patron.
I think
Patron.
What is that?
Patron. Patron.
What is it?
Patron.
Tequila.
Tequila. Really good tequila.
Yes.
Tequila.
Huh.
Tequila.
Yes. Patron.
Tequila.
I'd like a shot of that Patron, please.
I'll have a Patron, please. Right, I'll
Evan
have a
Williams?
Margarita with
what,
Patron.
What's Evan Williams?
Whiskey. Bourbon whiskey.
Jameson
bourbon.
Is a whiskey, too?
Yes, Irish.
Yes.
Huh. Jameson's Irish whiskey.
Jägermeister, is that a beer?
Jägermeister.
Jägermeister.
You are so embarrassing.
It's one of those things you eat.
Right.
You do not want to get drunk on Jägermeister and then throw it up.
Jägermeister.
I like Kentucky. Love Jägermeister. Yeah.
Usually, if you're doing Jägermeister, Doug, you're usually hanging out in a bar with loud music and some kind of a
college
beach scene and college kids, and you're having a good time.
But, you know, Fireball is the new Jägermeister
college.
Okay, so the beer is
Yeah.
The hard liquor is more popular than beer. I don't see beer anywhere.
No, this is just a...
Or is this
measuring
liquor.
Hard liquor.
Hard liquor.
An interesting fact that 90% of people 18 or over have drank alcohol in some point of their lives, and 71% say they've had a drink in the last year. So you're in the minority.
And 100% of the people I
have. I'm in the minority. You think this is the only place I'm in the minority? Hello, welcome.
I like hearing you part of the
Jägermeister. You just tuning in here? What's going on with you?
And the patron.
Yeah.
I'll have some patron, please.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at a
Patron, is that pronounced?
The most popular beers Patron. State by state.
Yeah.
In California, oh my goodness, Jennifer.
Oh, come on, Rich. Yeah, that's, oh my gosh,
why
all
not?
My friends drink it.
What is that?
Italian. Italian beer.
Really?
You people.
Yeah.
Why don't you like it, Rich? It's good.
Well, what do you drink, Budweiser?
No. In Texas, they like Bud Light.
You know, it surprised me about Meredith when we went to a Mexican restaurant once for dinner when I first came to know her, and she ordered a beer. I don't know why it's so
ugly. And you still date her. She had a beer.
She likes Heineken.
Oh, goodness.
Of course, because she's smart.
Yeah. Heineken good? I don't know.
Heineken's good.
Yeah. Anyway,
so remember that time we went to one of the ski areas and one of the microbreweries came by with their case of beer?
Yes.
And you were taking sips of different ones because they had like blueberry beer and strawberry beer. They're all microbrew beers.
Yeah.
You got so drunk on such little tiny sips.
That's hysterical. How you get Doug drunk, though, is you say, it's blueberry beer, Doug. You like it. This is some blueberry beer.
Why would I want to get drunk? Why does anybody want to get drunk?
It was so funny.
Yeah, I know. So, one of those things. The serious side of it, one of the reasons that I don't, is because my mother was a raging alcoholic, and I think.
Oh yeah, bring it down a notch.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
No, I mean, but that was the truth.
Let me tell you something. Go work with you for a week. You'll know why people want to get drunk.
Excuse me.
You give me a shot of that patron, please.
Yeah, by the time Thursday
make
rolls
it a
along,
double patron.
I'm looking for a fireball.
I didn't know you were.
I'd
know,
like a patron and
here.
A Jägermeister, please. Just mix them together.
Okay, all right. But, we're going to actually continue this conversation because we have a lady who is the winner of a contest that Coors sponsored. And I got to get all of the ducks in order here to find out what actually she won and why she won. So if you are into beer and into Coors Light or into contests, you'll want this conversation to be a part of your day. Up next here on Good Day.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, we are at 45 past the hour now on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta and I have Joanne Cintron with us, who is the Coors Light Leader of the Year. She's going to get a $25,000 grant to develop a leadership program for the Denver Film Society. And I guess I'm interested, well, because Coors is headquartered in Colorado, do you think that's why you got extra attention? Joanna, welcome, by the way. Congratulations.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. No, I don't think so. I mean, the program's open to people across the country, and I think the reason I got extra attention is the Denver Film Society community is so used to sort of rallying behind us with these causes and grants and Kickstarter campaigns and all of that stuff.
So what do you do for, what did you do to win this Light Leader of the Year award? What did Coors ask you to do?
So the program itself is open to a public voting competition, and so, you know, from the moment you're announced as the leader, you have to go out there and campaign for yourself and encourage your network and your community to vote for you. And you can vote up to 10 times a day, and the process, the campaign itself is about a month and a half.
Yeah.
So it's really being out there every single day reminding people to vote for you.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do? Tell us about what you did that was better than everybody else.
I think it goes back to the community behind the Denver Film Society. It also so happened that my nomination was announced right before we started our Latino Film Festival. Mm-hmm. So we had a great platform, media platform to sort of advertise the film festival as well as this grant for the program.
When did you start working in this medium, in making films, shooting films? How old were you when you did that?
I started working at a movie theater when I was 14 and, literally started sweeping popcorn when I was 14 and really haven't left the industry since. I interned with a theater company in college and then have worked in some, form of the industry for 20 years now.
Mm-hmm. So are you Latino? Are you Hispanic in heritage?
I am Puerto Rican and proud.
All right. So how did that sort of play into this? Because this is a natural, it would seem to me. That's really the story that you were telling, as I understand it correctly.
Yeah, for me, it was the fact that my family and I were always the only Puerto Ricans on the block in my school, and my parents were so committed to teaching me about my culture and making sure that my culture stayed alive despite whatever, and that kind of turned into me, watching TV shows and wondering why there wasn't a Puerto Rican character or a Puerto Rican in my favorite movie, which eventually led me to this path and career that I am at now.
So where do you go from here? Where does this take you?
So the grant is going to help seed our Latino Film Festival and grow it even bigger. This is our third year, and I know it will be our biggest year yet. We'll have more films, more talent. We're going to have the ability to do some year-round programming, year-round educational programs around Latin American films, as well as be able to pair local Denver Latino filmmakers with Latino industry professionals from Hollywood and around the world, basically to help them elevate their filmmaking process here locally.
All right, so would we expect, or are you hoping that not only you, but other people who are from your heritage would end up in the award shows? There's an Academy Award in your future?
Well, absolutely. The hope is that we get to tell our stories and, that we have Latino writers and directors working and that, yes, those stories will be recognized soon.
What famous Latino artists or actors, if you will, directors have made it thus far that we may or may not know were successful and or of Latino heritage?
There's, most recently, the sort of recent story is the director of The Revenant, Alejandro González Iñárritu,
right. Who,
The Revenant isn't, let's say, a quote-unquote Latino story, but it's a universal story, and those are the sorts of stories that need to be told, and he has a very special lens because of his Mexican background, and again, these stories are ultimately universal, but just told through a Latino lens that I think is so important.
Mm-hmm. So Coors has been doing this for, about 10 years now?
Yes, this is the 10th anniversary.
And so it's $25,000. I'm thinking out loud here. I'm not trying to throw cold water on this or cold beer on it. But is $25,000 enough to get anything done? That doesn't seem, when you look at the budgets for a lot of these movies, although I don't know, when you look at the Academy Awards, some of these shorts and some of these special interest movies only have a budget of $25,000, $35,000, I guess, yeah?
Sure. And so, we're lucky at the Film Society. Our program is a 4-day program. So we get funding from the government here in Colorado and Denver. We also have members and donors that also contribute. And then, obviously ticket buyers, that helps tremendously. And really what it comes down to for us is being able to bring this program to the community. An aspect of it will be providing a local filmmaker with a small grant to feed their production as
so
well.
Where can we see this? Have you done the movie that you did to win this or whatever you've worked on? Where can we find it? Where can we see it?
The program Force in a Latino?
Yeah. Well, and the results, the products that have resulted so far from your doing the work.
Sure. So the Cine Latino Film Festival in 2016, which will be the first festival that we are able to put on thanks to this grant, although it's the third year of the festival, that will happen here in Denver at the C Film Center on September 22nd.
But I think if you're interested in the future, CoorsLightLeaders.com is a good place to go. Thank you. Good luck, Joanna.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. This is Tech Talk time. Jennifer and I sitting in, Doug. Who? Jennifer.
That's me.
Jennifer. And I'm going to reveal the connection between Monsanto and Facebook. So if you just didn't like Facebook a little, but you don't like Monsanto a lot, now you're not going to like Facebook a lot as well. I'll tell you the connection in a moment here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so here we are. Let me just do, I want you to know about this, Jennifer, first. Netflix is holding a contest to find four people to snap behind-the-scenes photos on the sets of TV shows and post them on Instagram.
Okay.
The winners will travel for 2 weeks visiting the sets of various series and films being all shot all over the world, Europe, Middle East. Netflix will pick up the tab, plus pay you $2,000 a week. Contest announced on Instagram. You can go to their website and see what's going on. You have to follow Netflix on Instagram and hashtag three of your best photos with hashtag grammar. What is that? Grandmasters. Three. You got to do it soon. All right, so anyway. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Meanwhile, I told you about Monsanto. There's a connection between Facebook and Monsanto that's come out. For those of you who don't know, this is why I love the blogging.
Yes.
And why I'm actually glad that we're digging around more in this few because there's a lot of information here you don't get from the mainstream media. For example, the connection between Monsanto and Facebook. There is, now that the GMO legislation, the dark, you know, that dark act that's going through the Senate right now, getting a lot of attention on the internet, and the buzz on Facebook is that whenever anything is posted about Monsanto on Facebook, they take it down. So here is an anchor on one of the blog sites named Mark Maxwell talking about anti-Monsanto comments being poofed by Facebook.
In 2013, there was a Facebook event going viral. It was a page for the group March Against Monsanto. They were hosting an event at the company's headquarters in St. Louis, but the event was mysteriously deleted. Then 2 years later, in 2015, there was an article posted by Natural Society that was exposing some falsehoods found in the House of Representatives' Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. That was a non-GMO or a GMO Transparency Act. And that article was widely censored on Facebook just days before that vote was scheduled to take place in Washington. And people online reported something strange happening. They were forced, just like you would if you were going to go buy a ticket to a concert or some event, you were forced to sign into these security messages proving you were a real person and not a robot. Other people reported receiving warnings that the page they were visiting was unsafe and they were not allowed to enter the site. Yet even after jumping through many of those hoops, social media users and their posts would simply disappear from their Facebook wall.
All right, let's go to this other guy. Kara, Lori Harfenst is somebody who is a blogger as well. She talked on her blog about Facebook blocking anti-Monsanto content.
Prominent health writer Anthony Gucciardi actually took a screenshot of Facebook blocking him from posting a story from NaturalSociety.com called Congress Could Soon Ban GMO Labeling Under New Bill. Facebook clearly told him that the post was blocked by their security system, but gave no reason. Now, I'm not going to try to say GMO labeling is good or bad right now. I'm just going to say that Facebook blocking information from one side of the table is obviously bad, especially because Facebook is right now trying to own the news.
All right, what do you think of that? There's so many people getting their news on Facebook,
yeah.
And they are controlling the news.
Millennials, yes.
Yep. All right. The latest on Apple versus the FBI. Here is Kevin Mundia, president of FireEye, which is a cybersecurity company, weighing in on the Apple FBI thing.
This is a very complex issue, and by the way, both sides are well-intentioned. One side looking to represent the privacy of citizens and individuals in an international community, and another side that wants to protect folks. I think we could come to the table, and both sides would agree, we don't want bad things to happen to good people. And I think what we're going to see emerge from this, and this discussion needed to happen, it's going to be an ongoing discussion as technology changes everybody's sense of privacy throughout the future.
Yeah, that's how I think that really... what we're talking about. This is going to change. It changes almost every day. So why would you want to have them get at anything you have? I don't want them getting at the FBI. 59 after the hour.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.